Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage. Ahimki Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
Message. A walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F-word. How about you?
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
What is lost its true meaning. Indigo.
children arrive, prophecy to be born. Do you recognize the signs? They're all around you. Time to shine that light and break out from the norm. The universe is calling you to raise your daughters and sons. The universe is calling you. There's some healing work to be done. The universe is calling you. Build a legacy of love. The universe is calling you. When you gonna pick it up? Oh, life is so much more than that 9 to 5. It's so much more than the zeros and ones. We're living out of tune. Open arms, embrace the sun. There's a miracle in your eyes. It's reflected in the sky. See, we are the rainbow children, sent here to unify. You may not see it yet, oh no, but it's coming. Oh yeah, I sing these songs to pride. Your daughters and sons, the universe is calling you. There's some healing work to be done. The universe is calling you. Build a legacy of love. The universe is calling you. Tell me when you're gonna pick it up.
Would the universe be calling you? Well, because you're here to unify. You're here to heal. Because you're a rainbow child, you bring the colors of the universe. So when you shine your light, we get to dance with your beauty. And we all get the benefit. We all experience the blessing. Each and every one of us are here to shine, to be the giver of love, the receiver of love. And Makoro Ray is reminding us while we're here, it's okay with a 9 to 5, but don't forget the 24 hours a day. Don't forget moment to moment. Don't forget to embrace the now. Don't forget to step out and be at one with nature. Makoro Ray's in the house. We're going to dance together. The dance floor is nice and clean and clear. We're ready to dance together. Join us. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Because you were called by the universe to be here. You make a difference because you called yourself forth. There is a calling on your life, they say. You called yourself forth to express your unique divinity in a very powerful and special way. Do you remember what you called yourself forth for? What is your calling? What called you here? Boy, if there was ever a time for us to know why you called yourself forth, this is it. And when you say yes to the calling, you become part of the solution rather than fanning the flame of fear. Like it or not, you are going to transform. Like it or not, you're not going to die. You are going to transform. Why? Because you're energy. You were never born and you will never die, but you will transform. And transformation sometimes is messy. Transformation could be like, no, I'm not ready. But the energy is, sorry, time's up. So you can do it willingly or you can go kicking and screaming. But sometimes it's okay to go kicking and screaming. It's part of the process. Sometimes we do it willingly. It's all part of life. But when you have the tools, when you take time to go within and listen, you can usher in a new awareness. You can be part of the solution. You become the love bearer, the love giver, the light worker. We're all here to do something amazing. It's time to bust the bubbles of illusions, the bubbles of materialism. It's time for us to just strip off the mask, the clothes, and step out naked. Sometimes it's going to be scary. But you know what? You can only hide for so long. But if you get really good at hiding this lifetime, you'll be back. Don't worry. You'll be back. It's okay. Yes, indeed. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. And we are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. And October, that's changing from Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. But in the meantime, for the next few days, whatever that day is, 4 days, I don't know. We're looking at the calendar. Let's see. 1, 2. Yeah, okay, actually 2 days. Really? Wow. Okay. So, yeah, for the next 2 days, who's looking at the calendar? Now is all that matters. And, you know, even if you don't hear me live, there's all the shows are always archived. And I'm on Facebook, you can reach me. But we're all growing and transforming and changing, letting go and reorganizing and recognizing and realizing a new awareness. In October, our focus is living the vision for our lives. What's the vision for your life? Start thinking about that. Start doing that now. What's the vision? So when you live the vision of your life, you spend less time being scared. And more time being, spending time, you know, creating a sacred space. It's scared and sacred. It's just, you just move the words around. So when the energies are misaligned, you get scared. But you just have to bring yourself back to the center. And the letters will find their perfect place. And you're like, oh, I'm in a sacred space. That's how you do it. I am your host, Life Coach Ade. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. My guest is in the house. My guest welcomed us in with Rainbow Mukura Ray. You know, you regular listeners here, song here. And today we're going to dance, talking about the changes that are happening in the world. So it's going to be a great conversation. And I'll tell you more about it in a few. yeah, it's okay. You know, it's okay, Cheryl. I'm still here. I'm just reorganizing and listening to the guidance to do things differently. But you know, we're one. We're always connected. But I welcome all of you in the chat room. Those of you listening online, those of you listening on the phone line, thank you, for being here. Silent listeners disguised as guests. And Tam, how are you? I am so missing you. We ain't talking a while. But we will at a perfect time. Tanya, glowing gooch.
Glow, glow is glowing. It's nice to see you, too. You come in and out. I'm missing my people. Maybe we need to have, like, a call one day. Have a conference call where we just check in with one another. Hey, what's been going on? Yeah, because we're family, right? We're universal family. So, yes, thank you all for being here. And at this moment, we invite you to share the show on your social media, Facebook, Twitter, StumbleUpon, Pinterest. I don't know. If you share it on Instagram, I haven't gone to that yet. I just don't need any new things to learn in that realm yet. Whatever it is, if you have an app to share the show, do it. And speaking of an app to share the show, you can subscribe to Life Conversations Radio. There's an app on for those of you who are using the iPhone, the iPad, the IM. Download the podcast, well, the app called Podcast, and subscribe to Life Conversations, just Life Conversations. Or you can go to iTunes for those of you who are the Android folks. Life Conversations on iTunes, you get the show's downloaded, and you can listen to them on the go when I'm not here. Well, you only listen to two shows at once, but, you know, when I'm not here, because it is so important not to go a day without Life Coach Ade. So when I'm not here next month on Thursdays, you have something to listen to. You can't lose with the stuff I use. I think we're almost ready. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346 is the number. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. If you have any questions, comments, thoughts, ideas, disagreements, fears, doubts, worries, 347-426-3346. Whatever you bring to the table, we're here to support you. This is the house of love. We've set the intention. So whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're going through or growing through, we got you. We got you. If you don't want to do the phone and you're kind of shy, well, you can post your questions, your thoughts, your ideas, whatever you want to share with us on the Ask Life Coach Ade fan page, Ask Life Coach Ade like page. Post it there or get to it. Or if you don't do Facebook, afraid to escape Facebook, or maybe allergic to Facebook, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio. There's a drop menu that says Ask Life Coach Ade. Fill in the email. Do a little math test to make sure. So we want to make sure you're a human being. And then, yeah, we'll be happy to share your thoughts, your questions, or whatever you have for McCorrell or myself on the show. It's almost time to bring him on. 1 o'clock. Excuse me. Or should I say around 1. We're going to have the celestial moment. That's the intention. We trust the process with Celeste Morgan. Let's see. Yes, nice to see you, Kimberly. Welcome home. Welcome home, Monica. Nice to see you. Let's see. What do I need to do now? It's funny, I don't know. You know when you sing, you're praying twice. And I'm always feeling, like lately, I've been feeling like something saying, play some music. I'm not going to play, it's not going to be too long, but just something to bring us into that sacred space, to go deeper, because you are getting ready to be healed today. Well, before I tell you about today, for those of you who don't know, or if you know already, I'm going to remind you, the month of September, we're focusing on balance and groundedness. Today's theme topic is the artistic expression of balance and groundedness. Because you know, each and every one of us, we're life artists. So the key is to artistically express the balance and groundedness. Because you're already balanced, but sometimes things happen in life that throws you off your course. You have to bring yourself back. So you have to dance, you have to sing, you have to write, you have to paint, you have to scream, you may have to just roll in the dirt. You have to do something. And McCorrell is here as I click all this tab, which is known as tabbing. We're coming up with some new words. Tabbing. I'm tabbing right now. All right. So I'm going to read a little bit about McCorrell, but before I do that, I am feeling led to do something. I don't know. Let's see. 347-426-3346 is the number. Ah, this is a good song to play. Let's play it maybe about a minute or two. And because it's important. Too many people are buying into fear. They're worrying. But you just got to know the rules. You got to deal with integrity. When you know who and what you are, you say you can face everything and rejoice. Fear. Face everything, or F-E-A-R. Face everything and rejoice. Or face everything and remember. We'll be right back.
Need a revelation on the threshold of something new. Seek some understanding. Need to hear that voice. I need to know what's going on with myself. Facing my fears and playing. Constructive time to learn as you go. Utilize what you have. Know the consequence. Think things through. You
indeed, you need to know what's going on with yourself. You need to know what's going on on the planet. And face your fears. Play by the rules and align with the universal laws of life. And you can dance your way through the shakiness. Valerie Joy. ValerieJOI.com. Facing fears and playing by the rules. And my guest today is my brother, my friend, Mukure. He's so much more. You know, we have a short description of him, but he's so much more than what we have here. You know, all our guests are. They are powerful people who care about humanity. Mukure is an accomplished poet, singer, songwriter, pianist, composer, and music producer with a strong, this is the most important part of it, with a strong affinity for the transformative healing effects of sound vibration. He's a youth advocate, peace educator, longtime community organizer. He's a lover of life, and he's committed to shining his light, to leaving a legacy that leaves everyone feeling empowered, rejuvenated, balanced, and grounded. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my guest, my friend, my brother, myself, Mukure Ray. What's going on, my brother?
In Lakesh, my brother, peace and blessings. Wonderful to hear your voice over the airwaves. What a blessing.
Thank you. It's nice to have you with us today as you support us in moving through our own transformative process. The time is now. It's all about the now time, right? The
now time. Truly.
Yes,
really
yes,
and truly.
Yes. So, before we jump into the conversation, talk about the shift that is happening in your work, your passion, the reason why you called yourself forth to this planet and how you're doing it so creatively. I want to ask you this most important question. Who are you? Who is Mukure?
I am who you are. And I attest that we are love.
That's
everything in between. That's all it really is.
Everything else is just the icing on the cake, right?
That's absolutely it. Love is truly the foundation. Love is the foundation. And love is that to which my creative expression as Mukure Ray is tethered to that. So it's allowed to play in the creative field or to dance on that floor like you spoke of. And it's remaining anchored in that allows a life of that creative freedom. And really, that's the goal.
Yes.
Liberation. Liberation, you know, liberation from whatever it is that we experience that diminishes that who we truly are. Because we have a lot of identity with who we think we are, yet there's that who we truly are. And so I am another you in Lakesh.
Let me ask you this. What is love?
Flow. Continuum. Absolute connection. Total acceptance. Surrender. I mean, love is so many things because it's everything.
I know that's right. I know that is right. It is flow. It is surrender. And we can all recognize when we're in the flow. We can recognize when we're so connected, be it with somebody we love, our beloved, our spouse, our husband, whoever, our children, our loved ones, whoever they are, our pets. And we can also recognize when we're connected to everything around us, connected with nature. Yeah, truly there we know we are in love and being loved by love. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about your work. You know, you've been around. You've been around a long time and doing the work, and you're known very well as an artist. So your work with young people. Let me ask you this. What is the catalyst for you doing what you do as a singer, as a peace walker, as a light worker, just a lover of life? What is the catalyst?
I suppose if I have to make a statement to that, it really is the influence and the love and the support that I've received throughout my life in relationship with my relationships. And so the examples of my parents, for example, living their life in service as ministers, that's the expression their life has taken, that, you know, has certainly catalyzed and influenced that in me. You know, several teachers, several transmitters of truth and knowledge have helped to catalyze me and to bring me to the point now in my life where I recognize myself to be a catalyst. So it's the idea of that which has been given to me through my spiritual journey, which remains a gift even today. You know, each day we're given more and more, truly. And so in this continuum, in this eternal unfolding, there's so many people and so much influence. And I really have to say, I love this Ricky Byers Beckwith lyric, "It all fades into God." It truly does.
Yeah. Oh, I love that song. Go ahead.
You know, because that catalyzes me. That introduction to that sound vibration, that frequency. That it's like I thought about this last night. You know, a child knows its mother's voice, and the voice that I find myself tuning into through my life and experience is the voice of the Divine Mother.
Mm-hmm.
And so the mother catalyzes me. And that's what guides me to be an active participant in the shift in consciousness that's happening to us and through us right now.
Right.
Speak of that now, not now time, you know. So there's been, again, several sources of catalyzation for me, that I may be a catalyst, that I may share whatever's been given to me to inspire others and inform them and share what knowledge has been given to me, because that's very important. And it's been given in order to share. You know, and so that's a wonderful thing.
Awesome. I mean, before we go deep into the whole thing about the shift, December 21st, 2012, I'm just feeling pulled to go in this direction for a minute. When did the conscious shift happen, when you surrendered to being an artist, to surrender to be a peace educator, to say, this is what I'm here for? When did that happen that you said, you know, I surrender to what I called myself forth for?
I can say that my first cognitive memory of that, where I can say that I really had that recognition, occurred I would say it occurred around the age of 9, and I was with my family. We were visiting the friends of theirs in the state of Montana, and I remember we were in this mountain town called Hot Springs, Montana, and we were outside in the evening. It was dark, in fact. It was probably about 9 o'clock at night, and I just remember seeing the heavens, the sky, just like I'd never seen it before to that point in my childhood, or maybe to the point where I'd never connected to it in the way I did, because we were so much closer, in at least to the perception. You know, when you're in the mountains, you feel so closer to the stars.
Right.
And I tell you what, there was just a recognition in me that this is something more going on here than what I'm being told. I mean, I'm being raised by Christian ministers, and I was adopted, you know, and so my perspective has had that interesting lens. So I, you know, to some degree, you know, even prior to my ability to say, oh, I exactly remember that, the knowing is there, that there's something happening. But that really, that conscious moment, I definitely recognize to be looking into these heavens and just being completely embraced, completely engaged, like people talk about their minds being blown. I just remember for me at that moment, that was just like the explosion of so much memory for me personally, you know. And then from that point, you have an experience like that. For me, at least, it always made it very challenging for me to just accept the status quo or just go along with the societal convention, because this is what these people have done for so many years, or this is what's imposed on us. I remained in memory of the brilliance and the vastness and the elegance of this creation in which we have, as you say, chosen to attend, chosen to come here for a very specific purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So my life became at that point about what is the purpose, and not even so much with like the conscious or intellectual questioning, but really with the surrender, with that recognition, like, okay, let me do what feels good and feels right. Let me strive to do the right thing, so to speak, you know. And by that point, I also was playing piano. I started piano lessons at age 7. So that was also a very significant moment and practice for me. Music and tone and sound vibration and finding our voice and expressing from the heart and expressing with intelligence, you know. And recognizing as we grow, we've begun to more and more recognize the power of our words, preceded by the power of our thoughts, you know. So the piano also was certainly opening for me. And I feel that because I was playing piano now, I started a couple of years earlier, I was opening more and more, predisposed to that experience when I was 9, of recognizing the magnificence of this creation, of where we are, why we are, and the timing. You know, I'm sure many people can relate that have had a chance to be somewhere in nature where the light pollution from the city is not impeding their ability to see the brilliance that stellar reflection. It's awe-inspiring.
Indeed. It is. It's just like, there are no words. It's just like...
I have to write poems or make songs. That's about as close to the expression of that as I can even approach, you know. So...
Yes. And, you know, as you talk, I'm thinking of the song we played at the beginning of the show, you know, your song, Rainbow. What inspired that?
Wow, that's such a... Okay. It's interesting. In several years ago, I experienced a spiritual initiation, and I was given the name Makua. It was something given to me from an elder named Grey Wolf during this amazing gathering and initiation of young leaders and indigenous elders. It took place in the mountains in Georgia, and the name Makua was given to me. And as that was received, and as I was really accepting and surrendering to this name, because I really felt the significance of it, I was told of spirit that the additional name that is in this frequency of who I am is Ray.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that relates to the rays, that relates to the recognition, the understanding of these energy qualities that we resonate with, that actually keep us in sync, that keep us in harmony with the order
mm-hmm.
of nature.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at
the
tones,
light.
When we look at music, when we look at light, when we consider
mm-hmm.
knowledge and wisdom and illumination and inspiration, there's an order to this. There's an amazing, elegant, and beautiful tapestry that we are able to become aware of as it relates to purpose. And so by taking and receiving the name Makua, by being gifted this name from a very wise elder through a very sacred initiation, it really catalyzed another catalyst in my life, certainly, 10 years ago, really, at this point. And it's also interesting. So the song Rainbow is also a reference to the Rainbow Children. Several of the world's prophecies for this time that we're in include a rainbow. The biblical prophecy even includes the prophecy of the rainbow in relationship with the covenant with humankind to never destroy the earth again through water or flooding in this sense. Showing up as if we begin to understand also how we have astrophysical reference throughout scripture. So the world is coming to this this recognition, if you will, of the relationship, a reflection of science and spirit even. For those that require the scientific lens, we are all, honestly, scientists. Science is not really
Indeed.
A new thing.
Right.
You know, we're here. We're technicians. We're electricians. We have so many gifts and talents that remain untapped because in order to access them, we have to do the inquiry. We have to do the inner assessment. We have to query ourselves because nobody knows us better than us. So saying all that to say, Rainbow is a song that resonates of the prophecy of the times. There has been adulteration and acculturation of the idea of the rainbow. It's been an image that's been taken in consciousness in current culture and has so many levels of meaning that the song speaks to and emphasizes the factor of unity in these seven rays, if you will. And how do we in ourselves become a whole system? How do we unify and how do we integrate our seven energy centers in balance, in flow? You know, and again, these are sciences that are describing spiritual processes that are underway, that are happening, whether or not we're conscious to it, and fortunately, several of us are becoming more aware of it. And when you become aware of it, oh my goodness, you know, the unbound, unlimited possibilities open for you, you know, and it becomes less about your faith and more about your faith or that unshakable knowing that this thing is so much bigger than any one of us, and that I am so much more than society has told me I am, that my family had the capacity to show me, and there's something deeper and greater. And I see that in my life, in my experience, as reflected and refracted, honestly, broken down from this high vibration to become embodied in our physical form as this light. And so that song Rainbow is really that ignition. It's intended as the first song on the album. It is identifying what the purpose is. The purpose is unity. The purpose is whole systems returning as one. And that's the purpose of that album, Simple Truth. And for people that have a chance to ever see the album, a physical copy, the back cover actually numbers the 13 songs on the album according to the 13 tones of the Mayan calendar. You know, the numerical count of the ancient ones, which is 13, to describe an entire creative cycle. So that song is number one as well because it's opening the way, it's initiating and identifying the purpose and the question of, you know, when are we going to pick it up? Because the universe is calling us, you know. And that, I mean, you know, quite frankly, that song was recorded quite a while ago as far as duration is concerned, you know. And yet there's something about it. I just felt so deeply that album, the timing of it, was for now time. that it was not mm-hmm. something that would become outdated because, you know, obviously it's not sexy next season or something. It's mm-hmm. you know, this is definitely shamanic, you know, intentional sound. So light and sound are really one of the same.
It is the simple truth. It is the simple truth. Truth never goes out of fashion. Truth is always on time. Truth is always relevant. If it's truth, no matter how many times you listen to it, it would sound and feel like you're hearing it for the thing for the first time. That's what truth is. Mm-hmm. So you were definitely challenging truth, and you're in alignment. Now, I want to continue the conversation with the Mayan calendar, but I love names and different names. But so before we go, keep moving that direction. Makor, what does that mean?
The Mayan calendar, what does that mean? Is that the question?
No. What is Makor, your name?
Oh, Makua, name. Oh, give thanks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The name is an Inua name. The elder who gifted me with this initiation name, Makua, is an Inua elder from Alaska, mm-hmm. those indigenous to what we call Alaska, or what the natives call Alaska. And the name means two trees standing tall. And as I mentioned before, I'm adopted, so I haven't had the same type of relationship with family or parentage in terms of a biological connection. I've had the gift of transcending certain limitations that can cause to being disposed to being, open and transformed of the love of my family. I'm adopted by what you would call two Caucasian people. I don't see them as Caucasian because that's a programming just like anything is a programming. Yet what I recognize is the love that they have cultivated. So all of this relates to this name through my experience as a elder gave me this initiation name because the two trees represent my energetic, my spiritual lineage of my mother and my father, the ancestral lineage to the star people. And he is a seer, and he saw very specific things in me as we had some very sacred time together and, you know, was the one to transmit that to me as a catalyzation for sure. So it's two trees standing tall. It's the patrilineage, the matrilineage that flows through me.
I love it. Standing tall, reaching out to the sun, and honoring the sun. I know that's right. Makor Ray.
I love it.
I am so glad we had this foundation. This is a conversation you and I haven't, we've never talked about it before. So it's so refreshing to actually hear it from this time and hear it from a different perspective. Well, actually, I've never heard it. We've never had this kind of conversation. We've talked on other things. So thank you. I feel enriched. I feel fulfilled. And so now, some people say, but what about 2000? Hurry up before we die. Get to the point. The world is about to end. You're talking about his past. We don't care. No, nobody's saying that. Just some crazy people in my head. if you're just joining us, you're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. My guest, my brother, myself, is Makor Ray. And just filling us up, sharing truth, simple truth, just sharing his light. And he's walking in alignment with what he called himself forth for, inspiring each and every one of us to remember what we were called forth for. So when you have a calling, it's simply about remembering what you called yourself for. You came here to deliver a special gift. And you will not be satisfied, fulfilled, happy until you deliver that gift because there are people waiting. So imagine if you're expecting a check from somewhere, from the insurance company. You keep looking out to see if it's delivered. It's like that. The world is waiting for you to deliver the check. The world is waiting for you to deliver your love, your gift, your talent, your flow. The time is now. We are talking about the changes that are happening, that's happening in the world. And the number is 347-426-3346. So let's jump into the Mayan calendar and the changes. And I'll just let you, as the expert on that, start from wherever you want to start from. So to give us a broader perspective and a clear understanding of what the shift that is happening now.
Well, thank you. The first thing that I'm really compelled to share is that there were several things, obviously. Everything is connected. There's so much projected onto us and through us that is unreal. And it has become very difficult for us to distinguish. So I want to really share a few things that will help us determine, as you hear the sirens out here in Washington, D.C., you know, it's like, it's an indication. Everything is active and vibrant.
Everything is connected, right? We're being told to wake up and pay attention.
Yes. So
and
this
awake
is exactly,
and be
alert. This is, you know, be alert, because this is a very serious opportunity.
mm-hmm.
Where we find ourselves in relationship to nature, according to the ancient ones, according to their measurement, is we find ourselves at a threshold, which means a new beginning, relative to these galactic cycles. That's the nutshell of it all.
Mm-hmm.
A new beginning in relationship with these galactic cycles. Now, when I say galactic, mm-hmm. I know a lot of people might start to, it becomes so broadening at the
mm-hmm.
thought that it can be sometimes hard to contain that or stay anchored in this grounded dimension here to the earth, tethered to the earth in this sense.
Right.
But I say that to say, so we can better appreciate that we live inside of a galaxy on a tiny, tiny planet, inside one solar system out of billions of suns. Whoa. That's a lot. So to consider the magnanimity of it all, it is magnificent, no doubt. And so the idea is that the ancient ones have the lens through which to perceive these greater cycles of our lives, of our evolution, of the wave of evolution that essentially we're riding. What I want to say to people out there listening, and I want them to share this with other people, share this with your families, with people you love. Things have shifted so tremendously in the past 10, 11 years, 12 years, since the shifting of the so-called millennium. The momentum
mm-hmm.
has taken such a turn in relationship with who we are, in our consciousness, within ourselves, within our families, our relationships, and the whole planet, that people are moving forward. People are moving into a new expression of love. They're moving into a greater expression of themselves. I say that affirmatively because I see it. Everywhere I go, I see people reflecting this. It inspires and informs me. You know, and that's what we're here to do with each other, is inspire and inform each other. We got to get in formation. And the reality is the formation of who we are is one. It's like an amazing mandala of oneness, this elegant awareness that everything is absolutely and all has always been interconnected. So I say that to say, as we face this most amazing opportunity to co-create and collaborate in birthing something beyond our imagination, that there are forces, there are elements that try to misinform and create misalignment. And the biggest tool that they have is the popular media, the projection of themes of separation, of violence, of war, of these qualities. We have to begin to really understand life as quality. We speak about quality of life. What the ancient ones want us to see is that there's an order to the quality that we're here to really cause, that we're here to catalyze, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This order is in our DNA. It goes back to source. It's the original patterning. It's the blueprint. And as we get information, as we get light, as we become more enlightened, we can say, then we become more informed. We get in this formation. This is why we see the rise and the continuum of these formations called crop circles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? An anomaly, a series of anomalies, thousands of anomalies that are unexplained and certainly not promoted through popular media. Let's pay attention. The idea of exposing people to the realities that exist is a very, that does not serve those who seek to have control over our emotions and our mind. It doesn't serve them.
Right.
To do that. So I mm-hmm. say that with relationship to this thing we call 2012. It has such a deep charge. It's got a mathematical factor. We can talk about that in a little bit. But the reality is that quality has been usurped. And so the movie industry, popular media, has stoked people's, added fuel to the fire of people's fear, as you said at the top of the show.
Right.
And that is something that becomes a burning thing in us that we don't know how to extinguish and we don't know how to transmute or channel.
Mm-hmm.
So what I really want to recommend to listeners out there, the wisdom that was given to me from elders that I trust and know and deeply love, is to connect with this earth, to ground the charge of energies that are coming through the planet now due to this amazing phenomenal alignment. Things have been tremendously challenging and tragic on the planet. We need to become able to speak about this, not to the point of empowering this, but to the point of acknowledging so we can heal and release, so we can vibrate higher together. The reality is there's only one of us here, as my brother Robert Pugh says. There's only one of us here. All boats rise at the same time. You know, and there is a rising wave that's lifting all ships at once, whether we're conscious to it or not. And I really, again, just offer that people ground this frenzied charge of energy. Everybody feels everything speeding up. We all feel this. And this has been something that's been processing and transitioning to greater and greater velocity for the past decade at least. What to speak of the past 5,000 years that the Maya may have observed is what they call their great cycle. Well, that 5,000-year period is coming to an omega point. It is the beginning as well as it is the end all at once. Now, in this omega point, referred to as December 21st, 2012, lies the absolute, unbridled, unbound, infinite creative potential best served and really only able to be ignited and connected with due to its frequency when we vibrate higher. So we can visualize the idea of vibrating higher as riding this cresting wave of transformation, because there has been much that is caught up in the wave and become tumbled.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that has its purpose, too. If anybody's been to the ocean and has seen or been in the ocean and has even surfed or swam in the ocean, you know the force and velocity of the ocean waves. Now, just imagine the galaxy as an ocean. So this evolutionary shift, this thrusting wave of absolute infinite potential, the absolute yes, as you said at the top of the show, yes, activate your yes, right? The yes factor, because that's what time it is. And it can't be underemphasized, the importance of this choice point. So the whole message essentially is choose love. Now, how do I arrive there in a world where I'm reflected of people projecting their feelings of insecurity or their fears or their doubts or their own traumas? But we do this with each other in the mundane world. We have to vibrate higher. We have to begin by becoming attuned to who I am. What is my purpose? What is my creative opportunity in being here? How am I a participant in the harmonization that's happening with or without me? So the choose your change or your change will choose you could have a, you know, that awareness is critical. Be a catalyst yourself. Be creative. Be unbridled. Don't be afraid to express your love. And this is another key thing, Coach Ade. This is very important, and you very well know this. As we cross this threshold, we must make the assessment not only of our gifts and our talents. We want to bring these out. We want to share these with the universe, with God, with all that is, with each other, with the world, with the children and the elders and our families and all sentient life. We also must, prior to this, precluding this, if you will, we must release the density of our resentments. We must dissolve the veil of separation between us and our family or our siblings or those that have wronged us or harmed us or those who we feel victimized by, any of this. This is the time to connect with this planet Mother Earth, and consciously release it. Weep. Weep.
Let me jump in there. Because the point you're making is very, very important. I want to tie it with the raising vibrations. As you talk about releasing the density, does that help to increase the vibration?
Absolutely. I mean, it's like this.
Mm.
We know if we go to catch a flight right now at the airport, that if we take excess baggage, we're going to get charged a hell of a lot of money. And I know that that doesn't really inspire me to feel very positive about that situation. So I'm conscious to pack as light as I possibly can and be mindful of that which I'm bagging up and trying to take with me over this threshold. Because another way to perceive this opportunity is there are many cultural references to this. It's like the you know, as we're, you know, our deeds, our consciousness, our heart is weighed against a feather by Maat, you know, that we have to be light, you know. And the idea of light traveling and traveling with light, you know, and lightening our load to raise the vibration by releasing the density, by dissolving and releasing the density. See, the thing of it is, these ideas, these traumas that we've experienced, and all of us have them, the whole planet, if we want to really recognize the enormity of the density and the trauma that's been visited, think about the Earth. This is why the natives say, pray for the rebalancement of Earth, because that includes everybody. That helps us recognize that I have my trauma because my mother and my father had their trauma.
Right.
I can't be here to make them wrong for their trauma. For God's sakes, they're an innocent child just as I am. And we're all one in this. It's not political. It's not economic. It is purely energetic. We must come to accept that love precedes and concludes and continues all.
Indeed.
You know,
indeed.
And this,
yes,
this seeps right down into the soil of our relationships, the soil of our perception, the lens through which I'm seeing the world. Am I looking through a scale of my trauma? And am I perceiving people as other than me, as separate from me? You know, where do we find ourselves imposed of a consciousness that keeps us separate, which gets into the idea of the frequency of false timing, which is a whole other thing, and this is definitely relates to the Mayan calendar, or where are those sources of inspiration that guide me and support me and sustain me in being at one, or atonement, at one-ment with life, with this eternal universal truth that is seeking to find its way to express to and through us at every moment of our waking life. I mean, this is the thing. There's never a time when you can just step outside of it. You know what I mean? It's like they say, you can't mess it up.
That's right.
And I really say this for people that do feel confused, that do feel misinformed, that do feel traumatized or even victimized, for people that feel that they've been dishonored and disrespected. You know, because many people do, and many people have been, brother. You know, we'll be clear. We're going to call it what it is. Because we live in a free will environment. There is so much imposition on us that would attempt to redirect our sovereignty to love, our sovereignty to love, man. Like, that's what time it is. And I'm so passionate about this because I'm connected to this. It matters to me. I devote my life to this awareness because I see it as the solution that I can provide, that I can share and give. And I see how it's affected me and transformed my perceptions about the opportunity before us. This choice point is phenomenal, brother. And the reality is we have the chance to do it together. That's the joy.
Indeed.
We get to celebrate each other, the gifts that we all come to bear, the gifts of our children, the gifts of our elders. You know, the time of city-states and governments and nation-states that commodify the value of people and exploit them for their inherent value, that time is over. The frequency shift will not allow that form of relationship to be maintained any longer. There's new management, brother. There's new management. And that's what, in the office of the Most High, there is new management on this planet.
Yes, it is. A new sheriff in town.
And, brother, I'm going to tell you straight up, brother, it's the great black mother, the cosmic center of our galaxy. This is what the ancient ones know, that we're coming into alignment with the reckoning of the mother.
Right.
You speak of integrity. That's what the mother is checking for.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the integrity? Because the integrity is a vibrational match with me, that which sustains all life. You see?
Indeed.
So as we really begin to appreciate the qualities of this opportunity, then we're challenged. Yes, we're going to be challenged. But the thing is, we're never alone. We have to accept all of the great self-help information we've absorbed and read and taken in. We have to accept it. And we have to activate it. And several people
are doing this, which is
so exciting to me.
Yeah, I want to jump in because the thing that I really feel, sense, is part of, I mean, you're saying is that really letting go of that density, the guilt, the shame, the judgment, the jealousy, the envy, the this happened to me, victimization, feel like a victim, you don't understand my life. You know, and you said those things, and I'm not taking that away, it is real. But the shift that is happening now is inviting us to looking at what happened and look at it, heal it, transform it, and be part of the change. Now
how do we do that, though? That's the question. How do we do that? That's a big statement right there.
That's
how do we do that? Yes.
How do we do it individually, and how do we do it collectively? That's the thing. And I think
I would say this, brother, and I'm so grateful for this conversation. I would just want to say this. The Spirit really inspires me to say the way we shift it is through our gratitude. We must shift our relationship to our experience. There's been such over-identification with that which is illusory, meaning that which is not real.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't ever real. And what I'm saying is I'm speaking vibrationally now. The vibration of our trauma is not real because it doesn't last forever. Okay? That which lasts forever, the eternal, that alone is real.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a vibrational opportunity to match vibrations as Abraham Hicks has taught us.
Mm-hmm.
To be a vibrational match for that which is true and that which is eternal. Now that is something that we come to remember as we ignore it enough. You see? So to the degree that we express our ignorance to this eternal reality, that goes beyond name, form, nation, state, identification, sexual preference, gender, economic status, anything that we've used to name and identify ourselves through is being checked for integrity. There are people who 2 years ago were in a different financial position than they find themselves now. Some have become more what we would call prosperous. Others have lost everything they ever thought was real. Okay, this is a major shifting tide happening.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what my suggestion in terms of the solution is in your gratitude, send this gratitude, firstly, to these experiences that you call or identify as trauma. Be willing to sit with them as your beloved teacher. Meaning, be with this, breathe it in, know yourself to not be this, but you're more the observer to this. And as you begin to see this as not defining you, you can begin to see how a similar thread of experience was visited upon those who visited you with trauma that you would perceive. You see?
Yes.
So
you see the continuum of the story, the redundant groove that we've all jumped on or been skipping to now over this sequence of what we call history. It goes back, way back. Now, what's happening as we approach this threshold now, what people need to understand is as this wave is cresting, imagine that it's the lineage of everyone who preceded you in your mother and father's line tumbling forward in your consciousness to be healed, that you are the gateway to bring them into alignment with the one, because there's only one of us here. You see? This is quantum stuff now. This is not mundane, let's just say. And I really invite people to the opportunity to see themselves as far more than they've thought themselves to be.
Indeed, indeed.
And in so being, choose love. In so being, choose gratitude. In so being, be that. Create. What will you create today? Because everybody knows karma is becoming more and more instant out this piece. Karma is becoming more and more instantaneous out in this experience we call planet Earth. Okay?
Yeah.
So we want to choose love. We want to raise the vibration, vibrate higher. And love is certainly a light frequency, a light way.
Thank you. I'm buzzing over here, shaking my leg, you know, trying to calm myself down. I want to start shouting, hey, man, and it's so true, because what you're saying is, you know, that there must come a time where we shift, like Iyanla Van Zandt said. It's like, she said, I'm telling people how to be a person, how to deal with life, how to live. So when we look at the things that happen to us, the guilt, the trauma, all the experience, the abuse, you know, we can simplify it, but if the analogy I'm going to give might be simple, but it helps to see the picture. When you think about if you're cooking something or baking something, yesterday I was baking cornbread, and I had the oven like 400 degrees. I would not dare put my hands in there because I know enough. But I needed that heat at 400 degrees to heat the batter so I can have the cornbread. So the trauma that we've gone through is the perfect heat that we needed to transform to the truth of who we are so that we can serve the world, so we can serve ourselves. Now, some of us don't want to get in the oven because we're afraid of the heat. And we're left on this planet undone and blame everybody else for being ready to serve the rest of the world. So if we start to look at everything that happened was the perfect condition to support you to be who you are today, it's part of the change, then you can be really grateful. You know, you talk about your stories, and I love how you said something about transcending the challenges that come with being adopted. I love how you tie that in. You didn't go into details like, you know, I transcended. Because there's a lot in there. There's something about a soul remember, body memory that we all have to go through and grow through. There's some things I had to revisit about growing up and what I learned from my parents. I wasn't adopted, but I still have my stuff. We all have the stuff that we go through and grow through. We must be willing to look at it, be grateful for it. Sometimes we're not at the place of being grateful, but if we can find that and really, really sit, and you said earlier, inquiry, to sit within and question and reflect, why did I go through that? What is it about me? Not from a place of victimhood, but what is the gift in this? What is the lesson? You will get your answer, and then gratitude becomes a natural process. You get to a point where you're not grateful for something. It becomes an unconditional gratitude. You just give thanks just because. You give thanks because, wow, I am still here. Well, cool, Ray, I'm so glad you're here. You're lighting me up, brother. You're lighting me up. McCool Ray is my guest. He's sharing the inspiration. He's sharing his light. He's shining his ray on us because he's two trees that are standing tall that go deep down into the root of Mother Earth, and they're serving up the sustenance for our own transformation. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We're going to take a call and then take a break, and we'll come back to continue the conversation, and we're going to talk about the sort of reading you do with people. We may even do some readings if people are interested.
Absolutely.
One or two.
And I also, before we finish this conversation, I want to talk about the 3 days of darkness, because people are, oh, my God, some people are going to be, anyway, we'll talk about that when we come back. But we got to take a call now, come back, take a break, celestial moment, we'll just pace ourselves. Ooh, I need some water. All right, let's go to Tanya. Tanya, glowing gooch, glow. How are you doing, my sister friend?
Hello, Aday. How are you? Hello, Karai. How are you?
I am wonderful.
I just wanted to thank you two brothers, because I just cried last night about this situation. You know, I've come to a point from a lot of hurt and pain, and I'm sure a lot of people out there have come from hurt and pain, but I've gotten to the point where I was really forgiving people. And, you know, you can forgive people, but a lot of times the forgiveness is only in you. They don't forgive you. And I just started noticing, like, when you get to your transformation and you are grounded, those same people, they will still come at you. And sometimes they will try to take you back into that darkness. And I'm not going back there. And sometimes it gets to you. It's not a point where it doesn't make me angry. It's like, it's tedious to me. And I'm like, why is it that they just can't see this? But I have to realize that they have not gone through their transformation. And that's why it's so important for you to hold on to your power. Because if you don't hold on to your power, when these souls come at you, they will take you back to where you started if you don't know to stay grounded. And I just want to thank you two today for adding a footprint to my blueprint so I can stay on my divine order. Because I have realized you can't erase it. You can't erase anything that has happened to you, but you have to. It's not going to start to change until you embrace it. You have to embrace it because you will start to change. And the change is about you.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
And that's I just want to thank you all. God bless you and keep on doing what you do.
God bless you, sister.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Tanya. And she's from the D.C. area, too, McCoy.
All right, D.C. Stand up, D.C. I'm in D.C. right now. That's right. I'm in D.C. right now.
I knew it was something special there.
Hey, by the way, sister, let me tell you, you know, this weekend in D.C. is something called the Prayer Vigil for the Earth. Now, this is a gathering of indigenous elders and wisdom keepers from around the world downtown the mall, which is next to the Washington Monument, right on the mall grounds, across the street from the White House. This is a place where African elders, Native American elders, Tibetan Buddhist elders, I mean, elders from every religion, as you can imagine, and spiritual paths from around the world gather annually to help raise this vibration. And I tell you what, it would be a wonderful gift to give to yourself. Just to go down there this Saturday and Sunday, they keep a fire the whole time in the native tradition, and they keep it overnight as a literal vigil to raise the vibration and pray for the rebalancement of the earth. And I really, as you are in D.C., I recommend you go there, and your life will continue to spiral up, and you will
meet some magnificent
people.
And I'll make sure I'll come up and introduce myself to you.
Hey, hallelujah. And, you know, it's just if you check out oneprayer.org. oneprayer.org. That'll be the website where you can get the information on the timing and the exact location, as I just said, because I would love to definitely meet you there, see you there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Tanya.
Yes.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Indeed. We're going to take a quick break. We've got some more calls. We've got a question for you, McCoy Ray. We'll ask, we'll get to that. We're coming back. Take a break. This is your moment. And McCoy Ray was talking about a song earlier, All Praise Into God. I love that song. The best part for me, McCoy Ray, is when Ricky talks about a seed needed darkness to give birth to new life. You know, and we're afraid of the darkness, but we want to be made new. It's like, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die kind of mentality. I love that song. But, yeah, we're going to take a break, come back, and fire some more questions, take some calls. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And we're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. All the shows are archived. You can find it on iTunes and subscribe. And don't go a day without Life Coach Ade. You can't use with the stuff he uses, I'm telling you. We're adding footprint to your blueprint. I love that, Tonya. That is just awesome.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
given a voice back to the community, to the community, to the community, to the community, to the community.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. We're supporting you to be the change you want to see. Before the break, we played Ricky Byers Beckwith. It All Fades Into God. Her website address is weletitbe.com. Get yourself a CD, at least one. If you don't have it, go get the latest one. If you don't have it, get the new one. Get the old one. Whatever you get will be the perfect one. Ricky and Reverend Michael are just amazing writers. Well, it's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. We're taking your calls. We've got people lined up for readings. We've got a question from Makua Ray. It's all fading together and fading into God. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
Hello, DC in the house.
I see. Y'all taking over.
I see.
Well, you know, you need all that love in DC right now, and I'm not going to go there.
I know, that's right.
Y'all might go there later. I know, right? Can we just spread it all out? We can use it, and we're going to spread it everywhere globally. It is such a pleasure. You know, we've spoken, but I don't think we've ever had a real conversation. And I really don't understand how we can be in the same city. I've never met you.
Okay.
And we have people in common, but we're going to stop all that. We're going to work on that. In a day, it's always a pleasure.
But the thing is, if you want to meet Makua Ray, you must not be afraid to travel. If you're afraid to travel, you might take a little while to catch up with him.
Because
he's in D.C. now, but at the end of the show, he may be in Hawaii.
Well, you know what, though? Do you think he'll physically be there, or will he be teleporting? Because I can do that, too.
And with this brother, you never know.
Stop. Hello, family. I'm sending love to all of you. I'm going to get right to it, because the both of you have already confirmed my celestial moment. So I'm going to say thank you from the beginning.
Mm, thank you.
So good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that is showing up in our life right now. It's Tuesday, September 25th, 2012. Add the date, and you get 2046. Add 2046, and the energy of the day equals 12. The 12th sign is Pisces, and it reminds of the gift of sacrifice when we surrender to our higher selves to serve all of humanity. The porcupine also expresses as the number 12 in the medicine cards, and its sacred gift is to remind us to become like children and play. The 12th letter of the alphabet is L, and words like loving, laughing, and light connect us to the divine power of 12. 12 is also the Hanged One in tarot cards, and that's where we're going to put the spotlight, from the perspective of Mother Peace Tarot. In traditional tarot, the Hanged One is a man. The two words that often come up with this card are sacrifice and letting go. We ask, well, what do we have to give up? How about fear, doubt, drama, stress, and self-defeating thoughts? The list goes on. In Mother Peace cards, we find a goddess, Artemis, who is known for her sense of selfhood, hanging by a snake from a cypress tree. Remember, the snake means wisdom. In this tender moment, she wants to get honest. This is her life review flashing before her eyes. She is naked in the forest and has decided to surrender her ego power to accept the conclusion of a cycle. While emotions may run high during this time, she gives herself the silence to quiet her mind. Her physical location, being upside down, shifts her perspective. Once she realizes there is nothing to fear and she understands her mission, she surrenders to the newness of her life. A light comes forth, resembling a moving halo. This light will continue to guide her path. She trusts it and finally knows that letting go makes room for allowing peace, love, and abundance in her life. All she has to do is say yes. And that's the story of 12, told through the Hanged One in Mother Peace Tarot. All is well. I'll see you around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Celeste. Your totem must be a spider. You know how to weave stuff together. You just weave it nicely, lightly, quietly. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I like the way
My
you
pleasure.
Weave. Yes, yes, yes. Go on, weave on, spider woman.
I will. Thank you. I will accept that naming from you.
Indeed, Spider Woman, yeah. Celeste Morgan. Celeste Morgan was whatever. Celeste moment, Spider Woman moment, whatever we feel like calling it next time. Thank you, my sister. I appreciate you. Yes, so much, so much. We're going to take some calls. People want to do readings. We're talking to McCoray, my brother, my friend, myself. He's a poet, a singer, a pianist, composer, music producer. He's just a lover of life, a peace educator, and he is about shining his light, his rays, so that we can all benefit. Now, McCoray, what's the best website for you? Usually I give people your Facebook details. What's the best way for people to find out about you, where you are, where you're moving to, where you're teleporting from?
Okay, well, I would really have to, if it's all right, just give people a couple of different websites. And,
sure, certainly.
Because, yeah, for my music, if people are interested, there's two websites. One would be facebook.com/ MIKUAKRAI music. So
okay.
That's facebook.com/ MIKUAKRAI music. And another website to find the album that people are hearing music from, the album Simple Truth, plus some other new music. I have another project with a brother of mine called Telectone, which is quite a different musical adventure and expression. But this music is located at MIKUAKRAI.bandcamp.com. Again, that's
Bandcamp,
BANDCAMP.com. Again, that's MIKUAKRAI.bandcamp.com. And there's music there. Now, as it relates to the work that I do with regard to calendar change, the 13 moon calendar, the people would also know is referenced as the Mayan calendar. In that realm, in that work, the website to share with them to learn more about that work. So there's a couple of them. There's a Facebook page, which I really want to encourage people to join or like, and that is facebook.com/ Galactic Synchronization. Galactic Synchronization, S-Y-N-C-H-R-O-N-I-Z-A-T-I-O-N, Synchronization. So...
Mm-hmm.
People can also search Galactic Synchronization in the little Facebook search bar when they're on Facebook and find that. You know, in terms of other websites, people can visit for more of my personal media portfolio, the work I do relevant to social media, where I like to say be the media you want to see. people can go to WorldBridge Media, worldbridgemedia.com. That's all one word, worldbridgemedia.com. And I'm a world bridger. That's my galactic signature. I'm a solar world bridger. Everybody has what we call a solar. Everybody has what we call their solar seal and their galactic tone that makes up what is referred to as their galactic signature or the sign of their nature, according to this particular lens of the ancient ones. So it's
continue. And you talk about your world bridges. I can see. That's why you have all these highways to reach you, information highways to connect with you. You're definitely bridging world. I want to give you this question regarding, and then we're going to talk about the galactic signature and then do a reading and then some other callers. So the question is, people call him the ambassador of peace. In his travels around the world, what has he learned about oneness and the divine? People call you the ambassador of peace in your travels around the world. What have you learned about oneness and the divine?
Well, thank you for the question, first of all. And, you know, as that song just really resonated with us, as we said earlier, you know, it all fades into God. Mm. This is something that I've come to accept very early on in my life because, as we've said, everybody has their own trauma, their own transformational recipe, right? The things that catalyze us, our experiences. And I have really learned to honor, to embrace the perfection of every situation, every circumstance surrounding my birth and my purpose of being here. And I see the same for each of us, that we're all here with purpose. We're all here, you know, for a calling that we might or might not be conscious to. And so in terms of peace, that peace, if I'm an ambassador of peace, I really would qualify that by saying I'm an ambassador of learning how to sustain and continue to nurture my own inner being, my own inner peace, so that that emanates and that people do feel warm and they feel love, you know, because that's really what it comes to, you know. So as far as that's concerned, that takes me around the world. It has me sharing, as ambassadors do, with various social causes, creative causes, community causes in cities around the world, through the arts, through advocacy for youth, through advocacy for calendar change, advocacy for the arts, and then my participation in each of those capacities as well. So as I've been experiencing this, essentially, it has fostered a frequency in me, a place of peace, because I'm just so grateful for my life.
Mm-hmm.
Evermore. I mean, just the opportunity to be here on this show and to share my innermost feeling and self with all of you is just amazing. And it just fosters peace in me because these are the platforms. This is the opportunity that I've been waiting for and excited to participate in for several years. Very excited about this shift in consciousness where we can get out of this frequency of separation and be in a place where we foster and we encourage our peace and therefore do the same with others.
Mm-hmm.
So many have done that for me. You know what I mean? Like I'm humbled by the example of my guru, you know, Mata Amritananda Mayi, known as Amachi, or the Hugging Saint, who to me, frankly, represents the highest epitome of bhakti devotional service in yoga, in lovingly embracing humanity, literally, embracing the world, you know, and so from a place of her innermost knowing, her innermost connection to the divine in all, she's able to really serve many emotionally, psychologically, physically, you know, in various ways. Which, to me, serves as an epitome. It serves as, wow, a remarkable example of our potential, of the potential to serve. And that gives me peace, just to see it actually activated, actualized on the planet in physical form, not just some fantasy or some story of ancient lore, but really here, present day, right now. And so many people, this is what I have to say, you know, that's what fosters that peace.
Mm-hmm. So, hey, let's talk about, we want to talk about Galactic Signature, but before we do that, I want to talk about this three day of darkness, 3 day of night, and there's been a lot of information about it, and people have their own theory. There's a lot of information on the website, and for me, some of the things are just laughable. And it's just, I mean, I don't laugh at it just by reading, but as I'm reading it, it's like I hear there's like a part of me that just, it's like this being in me just laughing out loud. And sometimes, for the most part, sometimes you give man as in humanity, woman, a piece of information and project it into the future, it can be dangerous, especially if the person is not enlightened, grounded, or really listening completely. So let's talk about this 3 days of darkness that's going to come upon the earth, and some people are going to be held in purgatory, some people are going to move to the fifth dimension, and some of us are going to be here to usher people to move on. What is that all about?
What we're talking about when you hear people referring to that instant, those moments, is the threshold. The threshold is represented in the numerical understanding of a sequence of days, the count of days that culminate in December 21st, 2012. Mm-hmm. Now the reality of this is that there is a specific astronomical alignment on the solstice, the winter solstice of our planet, our solar system, in alignment with the great cosmic mother, in alignment with the black mother at the center of it all, as it relates to this galaxy, which is the reflection of the greater galaxy as well. There are several billion galaxies, what to speak of how many suns there are just in this galaxy. Our perspective relative to where we are in this alignment is that we're coming into alignment with the womb. We're coming to reconcile all trauma. We're coming to the reckoning of integrity. For several people on the planet who've been dwelling in darkness, either the darkness that is imposed upon by others or the darkness that they personally imbibe and perpetuate or reflect or project, we're coming to a time of reckoning. We're coming to a time where the material imbalance is being put in check. Now, there is the potential in this grand alignment with this galactic core, with this great mother, the cosmic mother, to where the energy can be such that it literally shifts the electromagnetic grid, the communication grid, the electrical grid being that which supplies the, you know, the false light, if you will, that we light our homes with, that we light facilities and streets with, things like this. There is the potential that the system can be completely overcharged. And mm-hmm. anybody who's involved in electricity, electrician work, or any kind of energy work, even those that do Reiki and understand how we have to prepare ourselves for the charge, we have to prepare ourselves in being grounded, to being able to ground the charge so that it doesn't burn us out. See, mm-hmm. because it's such a high frequency that's coming into the planet from the core of the galaxy. Now, what is also happening, as there's the potential for that darkness. Let's look at this darkness, this 3 days, as a metaphor as well. Whether it's to be taken as a literal thing, and then we tremble in fear from what that might mean, or we come to respect and have reverence for the mother, the divine black mama. I don't know how else to put it to people, but straight up, the mother that's been ignored, the mother that is coming home to check on her children.
Mm.
Okay? 3 days of darkness. I don't know. It's hard to say because now as I'm speaking, I'm thinking of it as the case of my mother coming home and the house is a total mess. I haven't done anything she asked me to do relevant to the list of the things I was supposed to take care of. I neglected it. I rejected it. I ignored it. I got distracted. I got caught up. I just wanted to play. I just wanted to mess around. And I didn't think. I was beside myself. She's coming home. She wants to know that I took good care of it. So humanity is being put on integrity check. Have you done what you contracted to do? Now, you and I
And every single one of us as so-called individual human beings has free will. I am responsible for my choices. You are responsible for yours. We can support each other in our healing. I would not declare myself a healer of anyone other than myself. This is the point of responsibility. This is the point of this darkness. If anybody has ever done any kind of inner darkroom meditation or has ever done any Vipassana or silent retreat, anything like this, even just taking a personal break from your normalcy to say, I want to tune into myself more deeply. When we go within, it might appear to be pitch black at first because we're not used to seeing in the dark. We don't know darkness. We don't know darkness.
Or afraid of the dark.
We don't know darkness as the absolute source and container for all light to play in. We don't know darkness and space as the absolute container for all form, you see? But if we consider for a moment the stars that we're seeing, the light being sent to us, now finally reaching us, is millions and billions of light years away, those stars are no longer there. We're just receiving the light. But they're in a field, a container of absolute possibility, pure blackness, pure darkness. Now, we know that blackness, darkness absorbs all light and color. It contains the entire spectrum unto itself. This spectrum is projected from this blackness, the soil. Like you said, things have to grow and be nurtured, catalyzed in the deepness, the darkness of the soil, of the soul. And people at this time has also, and we've also, I would recommend, and we just review our lives, and we look at the times when we've experienced the dark night of the soul. Now imagine this as a planetary reckoning. We're all being prepared. The grace, and by the grace alone, the grace is affording us the time of preparation. Like we're getting a text from Mama. We know she's on the way. So we got to scramble and get it together. You understand what I'm saying?
So we talk about this darkness.
We have to understand that it's not a negative thing.
Right.
There's going to be several types of media that is going to attempt to get you to vibrate lower into fear and separation. I reject it absolutely because it's my choice. I'm sovereign. I don't need a government or the United Nations to affirm my sovereignty. I have the sovereign right to choose love as my life. And that's my life. That's my choice. That doesn't, you know, and that's the choice. Each of us have the choice. And the idea is at this choice point, at this momentous time of shift and darkness, potentially, what shall we choose? Don't be afraid of the dark, like you mentioned. Certainly, it's not recommended. There's nothing to fear because it's from the darkness you come.
That's right.
That's the reality. That's the beauty of it, though. So we're here. We're being completely rewired and reoriented to the truth of who we are and whose we are. You know? And there's also the fact that according to certain calculations, like that of Jose Arguelles, one of my prominent teachers in my life, who has conveyed and retrieved certain knowledge relative to the Mayan and galactic cycles, that which the Olmec presented, that which the Kemetians have known, that which the Dogon practice to this day, the Hopi-Do dances to it, just like the Dogon. And this universal continuum of knowledge, it speaks to this, essentially the shifting point as a time where the galaxy comes to a pause. The galaxy wave has been cresting, right, building momentum. That threshold represents the moment of pause, and it's recommended to be completely clear on what we're containing and projecting in consciousness as we meet that most catalytic moment, because whatever that may be, it's like the space between the breath, only the breather this time is the galaxy. We're galactic as well. We have to recognize ourselves as galactic beings. I'm not American.
Yeah.
I'm not even African. You know, these are terminologies placed upon us that we have to really become coherent to. We have to recognize the I am, as you might say. I am that you say I am, because I'm none of that and I'm all of that. We must know ourselves to be this and to feel and experience that field of oneness. You know, we could go on for a whole other show about the resentment surrounding the rejection of people based on their race, based upon the dynamic of biology, based upon all these mundane subject matter. The reality is the black and brown and red people of this earth are being uplifted because they're able to handle the vibrational matter, the frequencies and the plasmas that the sun is emitting and transmitting to this planet in preparation for the shift. It's like a massage before you dance.
Yes, yes.
You know,
and so I know all of us are midwives that be prepared for this change, for this shift. So the birthing taking place, there's a constant happening
within us,
the birthing plane,
through
yes,
us,
indeed.
And upon this entire planet. I mean, as if this is, we know what some are calling December 22nd, which is highly encouraging, the birthday of the Earth. So there's there's the implication there that we're going to be here on the 22nd. I'm involved with a major I'm involved with a major global gathering called Synthesis 2012. And I'm speaking of this because it's a celebration where the International Mayan Council, amongst other wisdom keepers on the earth, are using our global gathering collaboratively as a platform to share their spiritual insight and message of synchronization with humanity. These elders are coming out of the hillsides, they're coming out of the jungles, they're coming from down from the mountains to share with the people this knowledge that has not gone public. And they're scheduled to do so December 22nd and 23rd. So if they have it in their day book to be there on day one and two of the new cycle, I'm extremely encouraged, I got to tell you.
I'm excited. You know what?
You feel what I'm saying? That's the frequency, brother. That's the frequency.
Yes.
It's a frequency shift. Fear.
We
got
to bring you back.
I ain't got time for
we
that.
We got to bring you back.
That's not even real.
We got to bring you back. I feel like we just did an intro. We got to bring you back. We got people in the region. I want to talk about a galactic signature and my signature, the Blue Crystal Storm. When I came here, I said, you know what? I dedicate in order to crystallize.
Oh, my God.
Universalizing energy. Oh, I feel the matrix of self-generation with the crystal tone of cooperation. I am guided by the power of magic. Bring it. I love it. So tell us about the galactic signature.
Brother, let me tell you about that galactic signature. I'm going to share. I'm about to blow your mind.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, hey, man, anchor yourself. Every day has a specific signature. Every signature implies a destiny, a purpose to be fulfilled over a 52-year cycle. Now, that signature, Blue Crystal Hand, okay?
Now, Blue Crystal Storm.
Oh, pardon me. Okay. That signature is essentially the combination of both the year and the catalytic date, December 21st, 2012. I say that to say that December 21st, 2012 is the Blue Crystal Hand date. We're in the Blue Resonance Storm year. We're in the Seven Storm year. Now, that date is 12 Manique, or 12 Hand, December 21st, 2012. When you observe synchronicity, you observe meaningful arrangement. What you begin to see are the qualitative parallels, the qualitative suggestions being made in, that can be intuited from. So your birth date and your position in the media and being a catalytic change agent as you are cannot be understated. You ride in the direction of the West, the blue direction of transformation, like the blue hand and like the blue storm. We're in a blue storm year, like your nature is catalyzation and change. Your tone is the crystal tone of cooperation. When we arrive at Choice Point, December 21st, 2012, it is in the energy of cooperation, the crystal tone of cooperation in the seal, the seventh seal, literally the seventh seal, by the way. The blue hand is the seventh of the tribes, 20 tribes in all. The seventh seal of healing and accomplishment. You represent catalyzation and change that we may arrive at the accomplishment of healing.
Mm-hmm.
That itself has galactic implication. It has galactic implication. These are the subtle workings that are known through numbers. When a person has the lens through which to perceive and directly experience their signature related to the timing and the unfolding of the arrangement. It's the unconscious becoming conscious. It's what some scientists 100 years ago called the noosphere, or that Akashic field, that memory bank, the psi bank surrounding the earth. I'll tell you, that field of awareness, that field of love and gratitude, pure awareness, is visible as a rainbow around the planet, which has been part of the work of those light workers of the harmonic convergence of 87 to 2013, who have been in the process of launching this very field, this rainbow field, this spectral spectrum surrounding the earth in love and gratitude. That's the accomplishment that we will arrive to due to your catalytic energy and the crystal tonal cooperation of all humanity. That's the opportunity.
I say yes. Had a yes
Yay.
Factor. Now,
well,
we,
let me
we
share
got,
this with
we
you.
Got, okay.
You gotta go?
No,
I
well,
just want to say.
Let people go on. There's somebody who, we've got people lined up for reading, and there's a question. I know you're passionate, but we'll see if we can squeeze all of it in. So go ahead, share what you want to share. I don't want
I
to
just wanted to say that it's another synchronicity. Today we're in what's called the electric moon of service. You have a 13-moon calendar. It begins every July 26th. It goes 364 days to the following July 24th. So therefore, this July 2012, we began a new 13-moon year. As I said, this year is the blue resonant storm year. Now, today's date happens to be Kin 120 in the 260 count. We know that it is September 25th, as Celeste shared with us as well, the numerical value of that. September 25th, also showing up as the yellow electric sun, Kin 120. The energy today says, I activate in order to enlighten, bonding life. I seal the matrix of universal fire with the electric tone of service. I am guided by the power of flowering. I am a polar kin. I establish the yellow galactic spectrum. Today is the beginning of a 65-day season, just like we have the seasons of the equinoxes and solstices. In the galactic perspective, you have 65-day sequences that are referred to as galactic seasons. And today is the season, beginning the season of enlightenment, right now, today. And the initials, the acronym created, YES, Yellow Electric Sun, kin number 120.
I love it. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. You know, we're going to have to bring you back in October because we people are lining up. I want to see if we can get to 1 week. Oh, Jesus. You got,
and it's
I know
also
you're passionate.
It's also for my Hebrew family and friends, my Jewish brothers and sisters. It's also Yom Kippur today. So this is a very holy, holy time, people. This is the harvest time. We're in the harvest. Now, we're harvesting the content of our consciousness, you know? And we're here to share. We're supposed to share our harvest with each other. You know, it's not fun if you keep it to yourself. You got to share.
Indeed. All right. Speaking of share, let's share a reading with someone real quick. But I want you to answer this question the shortest way possible. I know you're passionate. I know what my answer would be. Glenda said, how should we prepare? Should I take off work during that time, December 21st? How should you do? Short answer so we can do one reading before
well,
you go. We'll bring you back in October.
I suggest people, if they can do this, go to www.synthesis2012.com. Look into the idea of coming to Chichen Itza. Synthesis, S-Y-N-T-H-E-S-I-S, 2012, synthesis2012.com. And consider joining us in Mexico with the Maya Council, with the indigenous elders that will be assembling from around the world to be an anchor point for this energy. Chichen Itza is a tuning fork for the planet. So my suggestion is, whether you're in Chichen Itza or not, it's not where you are. It matters how you are.
Indeed.
It's not
where
you, where
are.
You
are in consciousness.
Where you are in consciousness.
Right.
There we go. And how you are in that vibration. How are you feeling? How are you breathing, for goodness sakes?
How are you loving
that? Hey, that's right. How are you living? And the idea here is connect to nature. Be close to the mother. Just be close to the mother. So that grounding charge coming through from the galactic core goes through you, doesn't get stopped up in concrete and rubber soles on your shoes. Be somewhere where you can go and be present with the earth. We've been having a lot of so-called Indian summers. So don't be scared. It's going to be too cold and all this. Don't make up these excuses in your mind already. I hear you out there. Don't trip. Okay?
Okay,
get
let me ask you this.
And let's get close to the earth.
Yes. I want to talk about so many things that you've talked about, but we don't have time. Now, can you do a reading? Can you do a reading in 2 minutes?
Yeah, of course. I can, sure.
Okay. All right, let's go to Nima. So we can only do one because the show is wrapping up. So we're going to do a reading in 2 minutes or less. Nima.
And I'll provide my email as well so people can email me
right.
if they want to learn
what
more.
What do you need for Nima for the reading?
Hi, Nima. I just need your birth date, including the year.
Okay, it's August 18th, 1980.
August 18th, 1980, Gregorian. Uh-huh. Let's see here how you show up on the planet, my friend. August 18th, 1980 shows up as what is called the white spectral wind. The white spectral wind. According to this lens, so the white wind represents the power of liberation. The white wind represents the power of communication, and the spectral tone is the tone of liberation. So it infers that relative to your destiny, your purpose, you're here to liberate people through communication. You may be a speaker, you may be a performer, but there's some form of subtle or overt communication that you're being used to gift to the world that will aid in the shift. There's a code that goes along with your signature, the sign of your nature. Remember, it's white spectral wind, number 102. That's 102 out of 260 different possibilities. You happen to be number 102 on the day of your birth. It says, I dissolve in order to communicate, releasing breath. I seal the input of spirit with the spectral tone of liberation. I am guided by my own power doubled. My own power doubled. Your birthday aligns with what's called the magnetic moon, the first moon of a 13-moon year on day 24. That's your birthday, Monday, August 18th, 1980. You also show up with a like-minded embodiment of the red earth. So you have the synchronization. You are probably a person who experiences wonderful timing, impeccable timing. That's the nature of the earth, impeccable timing. You're guided by your own power doubled, which represents the fact that you don't seek outside authority. You don't have to. You have the deep inner knowing. Your higher self is a reflection of yourself. Your challenge power has to do with free will. This means you want to be mindful of how you express and exercise your will, but you also want to be very mindful of the boundaries that you create to keep your space sacred, because people may try to impose their will on you as a challenge, but all of it results in your gifts and talents coming out to do what they're here to do. And your hidden power, the power of your subconscious mind, the power of your emotions, is the blue storm, catalyzation and change.
There you have it, Nima. Yes, in a nutshell. It's almost kind of windy, so I have to mute it. But there you have it, my brother. Hope that helped. And
I'll give you
what's
my
email
address? I could. Yes. My email
what's
address?
Your email address?
Thank you. My email address is 13tones, 13tones, 20tribes, 20tribes, @gmail.com. That's 13tones, 20tribes, @gmail.com. And people can reach me at Facebook as well, as I said, facebook.com/ MIKUAKRAI music, MUSIC.
My brother, thank you. We took it to the end. You're coming back if you're available in October to continue the conversation. I have so much enjoyed this conversation. I truly, truly love you. Thank you for the work you're doing.
I love you too, Baba Ade. Thank you for all of your guidance and your grace. Give thanks.
Mm, thank you, my brother. Thank you. Peace and blessings.
In Lakesh. I love you.
Yes, indeed, in Lakesh. You are simply another me, and I embrace you. I salute the divinity within you. I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Be love. It is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. Your life depends on it. Allow the love to flow in and out, and be love. Receive the love.
And just as important, live in a holy, holy way. Agape Choir. AgapeLIVE.com. I'm out of here. See you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. I love you.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.